Short prayer. Father God, as we reflect on the set gospel reading for today, we do pray, Lord, that we might learn something, we might take something away that inspires us to live better for your glory. Amen. So in this passage of scripture, Jesus paints us a picture of him as the good shepherd. Now that would have been a very familiar concept with the people of Israel 2,000 years ago, would it not? And it's not unfamiliar today, is it? We're all familiar and we can all relate to a shepherd caring for sheep. So what do you imagine when you think of Jesus as the good shepherd? What comes to mind? Well, he paints a picture for us. Three times he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. He says, I am willing to die for my sheep. And of course, I hope you're all thinking about Good Friday, the day in which Jesus indeed died that most horrible of deaths for his sheep. His motivation, of course, was love. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's another quote from Jesus Christ. Now, if I could teach one truth, then I think it would be this, that you are so loved by God, so comprehensively loved without condition. And if I may be so bold to say, some of us may not have even begun to learn that, and all of us have not fully learnt that. Sadly, most people live completely outside of this truth, and I believe a good number of Christians as well. I would have said that God always loved me, but I knew it in a way that it did not affect me, if that makes sense. It was only in my early 20s when I started to make time for God in a more real, purposeful way, that it did. And that knowledge then had a huge impact on me as it started to go deep. It changed me as a person, changed my identity. And then over the years, I have grown in an awareness of his love for me. I've told this story before, but some of you won't have heard it. I was living in Herefordshire about 20 years ago. So, and what I was just talking about was 30 years ago. But 20 years ago, I was at All Nations Christian College, and in my prayer time, I kept sensing God saying to me, I love you, Paul. I love you, Paul. And this went on for a little while, and then I said, Lord, tell me something I don't know. So not long after that, there was a knock on the door by my dear friend Mark, and he said, I believe God's come to sent me to see you. So I said, well, that's nice. And then bizarrely, he immediately went off to the toilet. So then he came back a few minutes later, and then he said, I said, well, what's he come to see me about then? And he said, God loves you, Paul. And I think the truth of the matter is, God doesn't tire of telling me he loves me, and I need to hear it. We need to hear it. You are deeply loved by God. So it's perhaps not surprising that Jesus wants to be in relationship with you if he loves you deeply. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. The Greek word for that word, for no, implies a relationship of trust and intimacy. Love cannot operate in a vacuum. Love requires two persons. The desire of Jesus is to be in relationship with you. My sheep listen to my voice. Now, I've been working at this for 30 years, and I can tell you some wonderful stories about how God has spoken to me. You know, the occasion when he used a word I'd never heard before, so I had to look it up in the dictionary. But that has not been the norm for me. The norm for me has been through the continual reading of the word. And I imagine I can't imagine anybody disagreeing with that who's walked a long time with Christ. So I encourage all of you, make time for Jesus daily through reading the Bible, through prayer. It does work. I asked my mum for a comment. You're always wise to ask mothers for a comment, isn't it? Especially when they're listening on Zoom. She said this: I never cease to be amazed when doing my daily Bible study each morning that it is often close to the situation I feel I'm in. It is as though God is leading me just when I need it, and the reading was speaking to me personally. And how many of you are shaking, nodding your heads inwardly as you hear that? That is my experience as well. And I know you can relate to that, many of you. If you reach out to God, I am convinced that you will meet with God. So I have talked about how Jesus loves his sheep, wants to be in relationship with his sheep, and died for his sheep. But who are his sheep? Because it's not all of us. It is those people who know Jesus. It is those people who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It is those sheep who listen to the gospel and believe, those who have repented of their sin that separates them from God. And know this: Jesus offers free access into his fold for all people. It's a pure gift, isn't it? It's grace alone. Anyone who wants to be in his fold will be accepted into his fold. They will be forgiven and brought into the kingdom of God. I thought verse 16 was interesting, so I'm going to read that out again and then reflect on it. Jesus said, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice." So who could this be? Could this be people of other faiths? Could this be people who do good works, but not necessarily Christian? Well, we get a clue in the reading. It says, "They too listen to my voice." So if they're listening to a voice, they know Jesus. So it can't be people of other faiths. They don't know Jesus. That got your attention, didn't it? They don't know Jesus, and they can't listen to his voice, can they? It's a reference to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles, if you don't know what that is, it's anybody who's not a Jew, anybody who's not descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So whatever the situation or however it feels today, in heaven we will worship the one shepherd, Jesus Christ, as one flock made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe in Jesus Christ. Doubtless you've heard of the war between Hamas in Israel and the rise of anti-Semitism across the globe. There's always been anti-Semitism, but there's a rise, and it's in our own country. You probably read stories about it. Basically hating someone because they are descended from Abraham. And sadly, over the centuries, we've even seen that amongst Christians, some well-known Christians, strong theologians, who have had a loathing for Jews. There is no place for that amongst Christians. Let us not forget that the Good Shepherd himself is a Jew, was a Jew, and forever will be a Jewish man. And then one last thing before I finish. As Christians, we are called to become like Jesus, to imitate him. Whilst we are not the Good Shepherd, doesn't our society desperately need good shepherds? People, men and women, who care and have compassion and have wisdom. Our children and young people are in a desperate state today. They desperately need good shepherds, men and women who love them. So brothers and sisters, whether Jew or Gentile, we are blessed that Jesus chose to lay down his life for the likes of us. He did it because he wants to be in a relationship with you forever, because he deeply loves you. So please make time for the Good Shepherd. Please make time for him tomorrow through prayer and the reading of Scripture. He wants to meet with you. Amen.